You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Hey, gang, it's me. Good morning. Good morning to one and all. Come on in. We got a special 4th of July show for you today on this bright and beautiful morning. Unfortunately, it's not a live stream like we normally do on Fridays. Just me, of our whole team, of course. Of course, they're all off for the 4th of July. So it's just little old me on my back porch, but I just wanted to celebrate with you as this day dawns, this amazing, this incredible, this very special golden age 4th of July. I mean, what a week. What an incredible week. What a month. A number of pundits are saying it. Even liberal ones, even Democrats are admitting that President Trump has had a month. Forget the week. He has had a month like no other president in modern political history. We're talking a mega, mega month unlike anything we have thus far seen. And again, he's not even freaking 6 months into his term. We got another 3.5 years to go, at least. At least Steve Bannon is still convinced we're going to figure out a way to run Trump again in 2028. But whether it's Trump, whether it's JD, it looks increasingly, by the way, like JD and Marco are the ticket. That's the golden ticket that's going to absolutely crush the Democrats in 2028 if Trump can't run again, especially after millions upon millions of their fake voters are deported. But I want to talk about that. I want us to savor the huge MAGA victories that we had over the course of this month like no other. And then I want to talk about what I think is actually the biggest breaking news going on in our nation right now is we've got a new state, a formerly blue state that is officially flipping red. And I'm not going to tell you which one just yet. I'm going to keep you guessing. But we got the latest voter registrations in June. And frankly, it's beyone anything anyone could have predicted. So I'm going to give you two clues. This state is particularly relevant for today, the 4th of July. And secondly, if this state goes red, the Democrats will have been permanently locked out of executive power for the foreseeable future. How's that? All right. So put it in the chat below. Tell me what you think. Well, I've got all the stats. It's going to absolutely blow you away. But first, gang, first, if I may, look at what just dropped today. My brand new book, Today's the Day, America Awakened, the Collapse of Globalism and the Return to Faith, Family, and Freedom. It launches officially today. So if you want to grab your copy, just click on that link below or go to turley.pub/America Awakened. So this is the book of the new American Golden Age. This book answers the question, what precisely is the new golden age, and how can you be a central part of it? So I make the argument that we are literally in a truly post-liberal globalist age, an age of renewed American civilizationalism that's returning us to the timeless values that made America great in the first place. So the book explores faith, family, and freedom, how the collapse of globalism is fueling what scholars believe to be the single greatest religious renewal the world has ever seen. Secondly, I explore how that religious renewal is actually the solution to our demographic collapse, precisely because secular liberals have stopped having kids All the while, conservative religions, particularly conservative Christians, are having more kids than ever. So return to faith, a return to family. And then thirdly, we look at how the rise of what's called the patriot economy is freeing more and more Americans like you from the confines of the old liberal industrial order in order to build up a new flourishing American age. So we're seeing a renaissance in education with homeschooling and classical education. We're seeing a renaissance in the media with X and Rumble and YouTube. We are the media now. We're seeing a revolution in money with Bitcoin and crypto, or a revolution in computing with AI and all these new entrepreneurial opportunities. And this is all freeing increasingly the whole of the nation from the old gatekeepers of the old liberal industrial age for what many are calling a new techno-populist age, an age where faith, family, and freedom can finally flourish. And thanks to you, we're already number one in a number of categories on Amazon. So thank you for that. So get your hands on your copy today. The 4th of July is our official launch day of this new book. Get one for yourself. Get one for the patriots in your life. I wrote it with you in mind because I want you to experience the golden age like no one else and experience your highest human flourishing ever. So just click the link below or go to turley.pub/America Awaken. All right, let's chat. Let's have a backyard chat about Trump's unbelievable month. And then I want to give you the stats on the latest state turning red. So as we sit here and soak up this beautiful 4th of July, Donald Trump has had, again, what many commentators and analysts are calling probably the best June of any modern president. We've just never seen anything quite like this. His trade policies and tariffs did not harm the economy, as the so-called experts predicted on CNN and on the other various news networks. There is no inflation. There is no unemployment spike. The economy is actually roaring. The Dow and NASDAQ are now at record highs. Prices are falling. Gas is at a four-year low. He just announced trade deals with China and Vietnam. Trump's border policies are perhaps the single most politically successful policies ever. Trump's border security measures haven't simply been successful. They have been astoundingly successful. There have been zero illegal entries across the southern border for 2 months straight. On the international front, there was no wider war with Iran. Most of Iran's nuclear enrichment programs have been curtailed. There were no mass American troop casualties. So many doomer MAGA types were predicting. In fact, Trump brokered a peace deal between Iran and Israel in the Middle East, as well as between the Congo and Rwanda in Africa, which was a war very few people were paying attention to. We did a video on it a couple of months back. It was a conflict that's been going on for 30 years, goes all the way back to the Rwandan genocide back in 94. It's a continuation, actually, of that conflict. Many of the Hutus that were doing the killing escaped to the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and they were basically reamassing to try to take over Rwanda again. So Rwandan forces have been fighting for 30 years, these Hutu rebels. That 30-year conflict, gang, is now officially over, thanks to Donald J. Trump. Again, this is something the legacy media is just never going to tell you. So make sure you smack that bell and subscribe button so you're always going to get everyday information like this. You got NATO leaders calling Trump daddy, daddy's home, even agreeing to double their GDP contributions to NATO. They actually thanked Trump for that, for making them pay double what they've been paying. You got the Supreme Court going his way, finally putting an end to those national injunctions by those ridiculous rogue judges that Trump can now completely ignore. And they even gave him the green light to deport criminal illegal migrants to so-called third countries like South Sudan when their countries of origin don't want them back. And then the cherry on the top of it all, of course, is what happened yesterday with the big, beautiful bill, this extraordinary bill being passed in Congress and signed into law today by President Trump. Remember, this is the signature bill that had absolutely everything that Trump wanted to enshrine MAGA as a permanent part of the federal and national political infrastructure. Tax cuts now, remember, are permanent. They are permanent. It expands ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, it expands ICE by a factor of 20. So it goes from $2 billion allocation to $45 billion allocated. Let that's 20 times the agents, 20 times the arrests. You're going to need 400 more alligator Alcatrazes after today. ICE now has a budget that exceeds the military spending of 99% of the nations on the planet. It's true. I think there's only two or three other nations in the world that have a larger military budget than our ICE agents and border security have as of today. That's why Hakeem Jeffries was freaking out yesterday, saying that this budget was going to put all these mass deportations on steroids. I mean, he literally said that. You think the 1.5 million people that have already been deported or self-deported in the last 5 months is bad? Wait until this budget passes and ICE expands by a factor of 20. 20 times more agents, 20 times more arrests. This is why the Democrats are absolutely flipping out as what happened yesterday. Planned Parenthood, they've been completely defunded at the federal level. They lost 60% of their multi-billion dollar funding as of today.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than two decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.
The Democrats' entire political apparatus has just been completely dismantled. And keep in mind how astonishing the speed of this was. The last time we saw a revolutionary budget like this was with Reagan back in 1981. And it helped launch the Reagan Revolution that defined our economy and much of our politics literally for the next two generations. I mean, the only way the Democrats could win another presidential election in the shadow of Reagan was with a Southern Democrat campaigning as a political moderate, as a centrist. The days of the McGoverns and the Carters and the Mondales, they were over, again, at least for that extended time period. But what we have to understand is that that budget, what was called the Omnibus Budget Reconciliation Act of 1981, that wasn't signed into law by Reagan until August. It didn't pass until late July. And in Trump's first term, his signature legislation, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, that wasn't signed into law until December of 2017. So I say that to provide some historical context here. Again, we have not seen anything quite like this before. Trump signing an omnibus package, a signature legislative package, this early in his term, on the 4th of July to boot. So to say that June has been the best month of any president in modern political history is not even remotely an exaggeration. We are living through historic times. This really is the new American golden age, and it just got better. We now have a blue state that is now officially flipping. It's officially becoming Republican. Again, two clues, who knows it, put in the chat. It has something very special to do with the 4th of July, and once it flips, the Democrats will be permanently locked out of executive power for the foreseeable future. Who knows which state? I got the stats. You're going to absolutely love this. This is going to make your 4th of July. Can I do one more plug before I do it? Please. I love it. I even look at the picture of me in the back. Oh, it's so cute. This is my brand new book, America Awakened, The Collapse of Globalism and the Return to Faith, Family, and Freedom. It is officially launching today. So please grab your copy just by clicking on that link below or going to turley.pub/AmericaAwakened. Again, I wrote this book with you in mind. This is a book on the new American golden age. It answers the question of precisely what is this golden age and how you can be a central part of it. So I make the argument that we're entering into what's called a post-globalist world, where a renewed American civilizationalism is returning our nation back to the timeless values that made us great. So I explore how faith is returning with the collapse of globalism. We're seeing the single greatest religious renewal the world has literally ever seen. I give you all the stats on that. Secondly, a return to family. I show you how that religious renewal is solving our demographic collapse, where secular liberals are continuing to collapse demographically for sure. But conservative Christians are having more kids than ever. So we've got a return to faith. We've got a return to family. And then we look at the rise of freedom, what's in what's called the patriot economy, that's freeing more and more Americans from the confines of the old liberal industrial order in order to build up a new flourishing American age. So we talk about the renaissance of classical education, homeschooling. We're seeing the rise of new media with X and Rumble and YouTube. We're seeing a revolution in money. We get a whole section on Bitcoin in here. We get a whole section on computing and AI, little fly around here. And it's all liberating this nation from the old gatekeepers of the old liberal industrial age for what many are calling a techno-populist age, an age where faith, family, and freedom can finally flourish. And thanks to you, like I mentioned earlier, we're already number one in the number of categories on Amazon. So get your hands on your copy today. Today, July the 4th. Our official launch day of this book. Get one for yourself. Get one for the patriots in your life. I wrote it with you in mind because I do want you to experience the golden age like no one else. Just click on that link below or go to turley.pub/AmericaAwakened. All right. So did you get it? Did you guess it? The state that is now officially flipping to the GOP is the great state of Pennsylvania, my backyard here, the very birthplace of the 4th of July in good old Philly. Now, check out these stats. Here we go. You ready for this? All 67 counties in Pennsylvania, all 67 are today more Republican and less Democrat than they were for the November 24, 2024 election. Every single county in the Keystone State has turned right. Every single one since November. The voter registration advantage the Democrats had just 10 years ago, which was over a million, has now been reduced to barely 70,000. Let that, at this rate, Pennsylvania will be officially red. It will have officially flipped to the GOP in terms of voter registration by this time next year, well before the midterm. According to our good friend, election analyst Seth Keschel, who nailed the 2024 election, were the election held today with this shift to the right, President Trump would likely carry Pennsylvania by over 5 points. We basically seen Pennsylvania shift 3 points to the right since November. J.D. Vance would carry it easily, very comfortably. And of note, this is very interesting when we consider the wider context of the so-called the three blue wall states, right? Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan. Michigan has always mirrored Pennsylvania for the past 8 decades and is almost certainly on the same trajectory as found here. Now, unfortunately, Michigan doesn't register voters by party, but Michigan does follow Pennsylvania and Wisconsin follows Iowa. And Iowa, of course, has gone deep, deep red. Iowa is approaching, I think, a Republican plus 11 voter registration advantage over Democrats just over the last month. The Republican voter registration advantage is now double digits in Iowa. 56 of Iowa's 99 counties are more Republican today than they were in November. Trump thumped Cackles by 13 points in November. Today, it would be more like 16. And so the key here is that as Wisconsin always follows Iowa, so Michigan always follows Pennsylvania. And Pennsylvania, which had a million Democrat voter registration advantage just a few years ago, is now just a few thousand registrations away from officially flipping red. In 2008, at the height of the Obama era, the Democrat voter registration advantage over Republicans in Pennsylvania was 1.2 million. When Trump originally won Pennsylvania in 2016, that Democrat voter registration advantage was still just over 900,000. In those 8 years, the Democrat voter registration advantage has shriveled to now just 74,000. Just astonishing. We're going to have officially a red Pennsylvania by this time next year. The key significance for voter registration trends, as our good friend Seth Cashel has consistently demonstrated in his spot-on predictive analysis, voter registration is the key predictive indicator for election turnouts. People do not register for one party only to vote for the other party mere months later. How voters register is the single most accurate predictive indicator for how they will vote, including the fact that they will vote, right? Voters who register overwhelmingly tend to vote, and they overwhelmingly tend to vote for the party they registered for. That's exactly what we saw in November of 2024, and it's happening again in 2025 and 26. And without Pennsylvania, the Democrats will have been permanently locked out of executive power for the foreseeable future. There is no viable path to 270 for a Democrat apart from Pennsylvania. It's amazing stuff. Happy 4th of July. I want you to enjoy this day. I want you to savor this day. This is the 4th of July of the Golden Age, the beginning, the very first day of a full year-long celebration of our 250th anniversary. This is your day. This is our day. So please, if you would, gang, click on that link below. Grab your copy of America Awakened, my brand new book, The Collapse of Globalism and the Return to Faith, Family, and Freedom. And whatever you do, make sure to enjoy this day like no other 4th of July beforehand. I love you guys. And I love you so much. I'm going to probably check in with you a few more times today. Why not? Right? From this porch, from this very porch, just as news breaks, whatever. But whatever it is, I want you to enjoy this day. God bless you. God bless everything you have done for this country. God bless President Trump, J.D. Vance, and God bless America.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.